ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
रामानुसार बाबा ने ये वर्ल्ड मेडिटेशन आवर शुरू किया है।
As per the drama, Baba has started the system of World Meditation Hour. Does anybody know how many years we have been doing this?
78.
So from 78 onwards,
the
system of World Meditation Hour. So Dadiji had started. So in every hour that we have a moment of silence is started in Shantivan. So we have this firm faith and also this determined thought.
कि दुनिया तो बदलनी है नई दुनिया नहीं
बाबा हैज गिवन अस द विजन हैज गिवन अस द अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट द वर्ल्ड हैज टू चेंज
सपनों में तो वो नई दुनिया ही है
एंड इन आवर थॉट्स इन आवर विजन इन आवर ड्रीम्स इज द न्यू वर्ल्ड
ये दिव्य साक्षात्कार करा के उसके साथ साथ हम बच्चों को लक्ष्य भी दिया है
सो बाबा ऑल्सो गेव अस द डिवाइन विजन
जीवन मुक्ति
Also gave us the aim of mukti and jivan mukti, so liberation and liberation in life. So in one eye is the mukti, the other eye is the jivan mukti. So whatever is happening in the world, Baba has already told us about it well in advance, that these are the things that will happen. So whenever things happen, there is an upheaval, there is... You know, there's any kind of calamity. So we are not actually afraid about it because we know that these things are to happen. So in the world today we don't need to tell them what's going to happen. They themselves are saying that see what's happening in the world, there is so much violence, there's so much negativity.
परंतु बाबा ने जो हम बच्चों को नई दुनिया आएगी तो कई पूछते हैं आप लोग थकते नहीं हो
बट बाबा हैज टोल्ड अस अबाउट द न्यू वर्ल्ड इज टू कम एंड सम पीपल आस्क अस दैट यू नो व्हाट अबाउट योर एंथुसियाज्म बिकॉज यू नो अबाउट द न्यू वर्ल्ड बिकॉज द थिंग्स आर नॉट गेटिंग बेटर देयर इज नॉट वन सिचुएशन व्हिच इज रियली इम्प्रूव्ड Is there anything that has really improved, whether it is the calamities, the nature? So in a few days ago in Mauritius, there was so much rain that, you know, the bridges were broken, the ceilings, the roof, the houses were affected. In November in USA, there was a storm. And I was flying from India, but for 5 days I could not fly because there's no flights going to New York. And there's also a lot of snow at the moment. So it's like the nature is displeased and is also, you know, showing its form. We have the company of Baba all the time.
तो कई बार ऐसा होता है कि बाबा का साथ कोई अनुभव करते हैं और कईयों को नहीं होता है.
But sometimes some do experience the company of Baba, and sometimes some people don't.
मैं तो बहुत पुरुषार्थ करता हूँ.
Some say, well, it's very easy, and some say, well, I really try very hard, but I do not have the experience of Baba being with me. So for that, what we need to pay attention to, that the stage Baba wants us to attain. Because sometimes what happens, the intellect actually goes into the situation to find solution, etc. So, but our intellect gets so engrossed and involved in the situation that we actually become very distant from from it. So one thing is to understand based on the knowledge of what the situation is, but the other thing is to really get involved and engrossed in it. So the stage that we Baba wants will only happen with practice. So three things. The first thing is the soul conscious stage. The other one is the bodiless stage. The other stage we see is with the dadis. In Hindi the word is different, but in English it's very similar to bodiless stage. So what is the difference between being soul conscious and being the awareness of the body? So when we came to Brahma Baba, Baba would say, go to the mount and think and consider yourself to be the soul, that I am the one performing action through the body and seeing through the eyes. I'm working through my hands. So this is the awareness that Baba asks us to practice, that soul conscious stage. It's not about just sitting and thinking, I'm a soul. But the soul consciousness actually is established, is attained when we are aware of ourselves as a soul in action. Sometimes we feel we have really very good yoga, and when we come out and then somebody says and then we lose our temper. So what happened? That we just were so in a good stage of yoga, and then somebody said something and we lost it because we haven't actually practiced enough to be in that soul conscious stage whilst in action. And it is very important because it is through this the battery of the soul is charged. So it is to have that awareness whilst in action. So it's not just that we will not make mistakes, but then it's also easy to establish a connection with Baba. So whilst in action, whilst moving around, we can feel Baba's presence. And the attainment through every relationship and the power that we need, we can attain through the Almighty Authority, it is very important to have that awareness of the soul whilst in action. It becomes a natural habit. So it should be that awareness throughout the day, isn't it? Why? Because I am a soul, isn't it? I am loving, I am peaceful. So why do we forget? So why does other sanskars then emerge? Why are we influenced by a situation? Because we haven't practiced enough. As much the extent we need to practice.
जिसमें बाबा की उपस्थिति बहुत महसूस होती है.
So this is
तो कर्म करते
the soul consciousness whilst in action and to have that relationship with Baba.
बैठे हैं संबंधों का सुख अलग से होता है.
So when we sitting down and meditating and experiencing the attainment of all relationships, that's different.
Realization भी होती है, विश्वास भी होता है.
Whilst in action, so it's in our intellect that it is the awareness is there. But Baba is questioning that why that we forget that Karan Karavanhar, the one who's making things happen is Baba. And how come that in a subtle way the ego comes in, the I comes in. So when there is the soul conscious state and when there is the remembrance of Baba, then it is like, I didn't do it, it is the Karan Karavanhar Baba, the one who is performing, one who is making it happen, is making it do. So some say, well, this is the first lesson. So, but it's the first lesson that we need to become. We need to make it firm, then the last lesson will be firm. So we may progress, but if we, unless the first lesson is not firm, then there's a question mark. So whenever you used to see Baba, then it is you feel that Baba used to, you know, constantly be churning. So we can take about 10 to 12 different things about the soul, sometimes the form of the soul, sometimes the religion of the soul, sometimes the home of the soul, and the role of the soul. So a lot of things we can think about. Right, three things in terms of churning in Hindi. Manan is like you're thinking about it. You're contemplating. So to think in with that depth, that is no margin for any other thought to come. So sometimes a waste comes and then we make effort to remove them. So but if our habit is of that churning, the contemplating, so it's like that kind of contemplation, you're going into depths of churning. The time is such that our state of that awareness should be very, very natural. So I check my chart that if I am aware of myself as a soul, if I have the vision of soul, it's in my attitude. Because it will also be visible in our interaction, in our attitude, in our vision. Whether they are Brahmins or they are a Laukic person, they are all soul, isn't it? It's not that I will say that I see BKs as soul and not the others, or I see Laukics as soul but not the BKs. No, it's for everyone. So it's our attitude. Within our attitude, there is that awareness, especially, and then also in our vision, in our action, and then influence is such that it's actually that our world is of that. And so the drishti, the vision, the vritti, the attitude, the kriti, the action, and the world. So what is the practice is that we are creating thoughts and we also create thoughts of such kind that we actually experience ourselves to be a soul. Otherwise, you know, there's always this battle of waste thoughts coming and then we're removing them. No, but let there be constant awareness. So when can we experience the supersensuous joy when there is that churning and we are aware of ourselves as a soul? And the bodiless state
of
awareness beyond the body. So you cannot be experiencing this whilst in action so much like you're in a kitchen or you're working. So you are aware of yourself as a soul.
And
but the awareness or the practice of bodiless state is that you can experience that at Amrit Vela or during the yoga, and it is of, you know, going beyond. And to become conquerors of element, we have to have this bodiless stage or experience of bodiless stage. So whether it's illness or whether in any other form, elements, the nature will challenge. So sometimes it's illness, sometimes it's through people. You have to become the conqueror of elements. In the awareness of the soul, that stage, we are using the elements, we are using the body. But the second stage is that I am beyond and I'm using the body. So whilst in action, it's like you're being loving. But whilst in the practicing the bodiless stage, it's like being beyond the body. When I was in London one time, Dadi Janki's health was not very good. Her body was so weak. And, you know, she wasn't doing much. She wasn't able to do much through her body. And suddenly she had a thought that all of these people are coming. What is Dadi Gulzar does? Dadi Gulzar practices that bodiless stage. So to go beyond, to see yourself as a soul, beyond the body, the awareness of the body. So then when you practice that, it's like you accumulated the power and then you're able to use it in time. And Dadi Janki went into this stage of bodilessness, and within 5 minutes, like her hands started to work and the energy came in. Because when you practice, then your stage is also made, is ready. Then whenever you need to emerge, you're able to emerge and use it. So to practice the bodiless stage. So when we are able to go beyond and be detached from the elements, the body, so lot of karmic accounts, lot of subtle accounts, especially with the body.
And
we don't often understand, and we sometimes say that I don't know what's happening, but the effect of the mind, the atmosphere, the conversation, the impact of all of these things, it's like the body becomes very stiff.
But
sometimes, you know, when we go into the depths of yoga, then it's like you experience the body to be so light, like an angel. So to practice from time to time, it is very important to practice the bodiless stage and to use when necessary. When you have a lot of work, just 2 minutes, 5 minutes, be bodiless stage and then come into the awareness of the soul and then come into action. The third stage she is describing is videhi. It's in English, of course, it's translated as sort of bodiless state, but beyond the body.
So it's playing with words.
So when I see that you know, how they use their bodies. Baba, you have to take service. Baba, you want me to do this? One of the latest experience after she had a fall, she didn't have so much the courage to come up. It's so cold. And there was this program a few days ago in Ahmedabad, and Nirbhay Bhai requested Dadi to even come for one session at least. And so she went up to Dadi Gulzar. She says, Nirbhay Bhai is requesting me to go to Ahmedabad. And Dadi Gulzar said, yeah, you go. And as she went to Ahmedabad, then she was returning from Ahmedabad, she just had this thought, she wants to come to Gyan Sarovar. So it's like she almost felt that I will not be able to go to Pandabhavan on Gyan Sarovar. And Dadi had the intention to stay for 2-3 days, but obviously there were so many souls downstairs, so she had to go. So she stayed for a night and there was no problem. So that I'll use the Hindi word for it because in English it's very close to bodiless state. So videhi avastha, the stage of being videhi, it's like you're going beyond the pull of body. So there is a total different awareness.
तो उसमें अभी भी अभी थोड़े ही दिन हुए हैं लेकिन बहुत अच्छा चांस नीचे भी थे जब नानी गुलजार दो दिन रहे.
And I've just been here for a few days and I had some time. I was in Shantivan and with Dadi Gulzar.
अभी उन्होंने sitting room में बहुत सुंदर बाबा का.
In her sitting room she has a very beautiful translight and in her bedroom too. So when she is talking to us and Daddy Gulzar talking to us, and suddenly she starts taking drishti from Baba and there is so much love for Baba. So I thought, you know, it's not a question about making effort. It's like I, the soul, am in the body and I am in that videhi stage and I have to go beyond the body and use the body. So then I thought and realized that what is it that Baba wants? All Baba wants is just that love for Baba, that, you know, we want to become complete, we want to become perfect. And I asked Dadi, what did you ask Baba? What did you speak to Baba? And Daddy said, all I was speaking to Baba was that I'm taking all the powers from you and all I want is all the powers. I want to become complete. And there is so much power. The face was just very, very different. Somebody asked me a little while ago, in two words, can you explain that? Explain what meditation is. So if it was somebody, a BK, we would talk about soul, but we can't talk about souls directly to a new person. So, and I was just thinking, even, you know, for BKs, what is meditation? So it's about churning the knowledge and churning about God. So it's about churning about God, and whether it's about soul, about the point of drama, about time. So it's about churning the knowledge or any aspect of knowledge, and then also churning about God, about thinking about God, sing the praise of God. It's Baba's wonder. Baba tells us about the fortune. It tells us about who we are. So the time will come. In the recent Murlis, three times Baba has mentioned that yes, upheaval will take place and then there will be glorification. So we won't be able to avoid any of that. So when I left last time from here, I was in Delhi for a few days. None of the flights were going to New York. So I was saying, well, wherever we are, it's Baba's home and there's service there. But as soon as I got to New York, and there was no electricity where I was living,
सब पोल्स गिर गए थे
बिकॉज ऑफ द स्टॉर्म्स हैवी स्टॉर्म्स देयर वाज नो इलेक्ट्रिसिटी ऑल द पोल्स वर ब्रोकन
बिकॉज दे छोटे मोटे काम करेंगे फिर ये करेंगे.
So we asked them to the town person to come and help us with electricity. They said, well, we have to do big the jobs first and then come to little things. So at least the stove was working. And in Peace Village, the retreat center, there was...
Then
And they said in Peace Village there was nothing affected. And so then they took me in the evening, though I was jet lagged. They said, just sit in the car, and took me to Peace Village. And then I had other places to go. And I was thinking, here people in Kashmir, there's so much snow, they don't have heating. And I was just thinking,
and there was, 70 bhi hoti hai to kehte hain badhao.
You know, like even we have the temperature, I think 71 Fahrenheit. Even if it's a bit low, then it is, we think, oh, it should come up, you know. So when there is natural calamities or things like that happen, so nothing should affect the body and try being that bodiless, in that bodiless stage. And sometimes it's a very scary situation. Just get into that videhi stage of, you know, being an angel. So just like we've heard the stories of Brahma Baba, somebody is coming to harm Brahma Baba, there's danger, but all that person could see was light. So whether we can call the videhi stage as the angelic stage, where you're not aware of your own body, is just light. So somebody is coming with wrong intention. When we were little, when we were young, when we came to Gyan, and Didi would send us here and there for service, and nobody used to be there. I was only 16, 17. We had to come in taxis at night. I'm a world mother, I'm a Shiv Shakti. This is what Devi had taught. And I used to cover my head, and when they used to see us, they would think that this is some mother sitting. So nobody would pay attention to us, or nobody's wrong vision would come to us. So now I think about it, it is like when we have experienced the stage of being with Dehi, back beyond the body, the angelic stage, so the only experience others will have is that of light, and their vision cannot fall on our body. Their vision cannot go fall on our vision. So Baba used to say that, and they also, in Bhakti, there's the example, the memorial of Raja Janak. So it's like a karmika kind of finish, and for just sake of service, we are still playing our part. So, you know, we asked Dadi Gulzar why these things happen. So Dadi Gulzar said, they're just allowing us to make us conquerors of elements, you know, things, the challenges of the body. So what is the effort? Is to prepare, to be ready, to be ever ready, in fact. So whether it is something that comes or some task that appears, we are ready, we are ever ready. And we've been telling people that, you know, these things will happen, these things will happen. And so when it actually happens, what is our state?
So,
Baba has already warned us that things will happen, you won't be able to do this, you won't be able to travel. So while I was waiting to get a flight to New York, this is what I was reminding myself. So the stage of being videhi is like I am an angel. Why am I sitting in this body? Just for sake of service. So to actually give a vision of Baba to others. So it's through our state we are able to make the presence of Baba felt. The word in Hindi, upasthiti, she is using, which actually means the presence. And so if our state is right, then Baba becomes present. But if our state is not correct, then Baba becomes detached. So it's like, we know when we have cough, Baba sort of disappears, and when it goes, Baba comes. So when we have made the effort with that love, you know, with that commitment, then our stage of being beyond, it's like Baba's presence is felt through our stage. Then Baba is with us. And it's not that, you know, Baba sees our action and says, well, I become detached observer. So, and then we complain that, you know, I'm in a lot of pain and you're not coming. No, then Baba becomes detached. I'm also remembering Mama. So it was like Baba used to be present in for Mama. So it was Mama's fortune. Baba was with Mama, whether sometimes Baba would come and eat with me meals, and Baba would be present around us.
So अभी इस समय पर हम देखते हैं कि ये जो
it was Mama's fortune that Sakar Baba was there in presence. So but now we see Baba's part in three ways, and the incorporeal, the angel leg, and as well as the Sakar part, the physical presence. So yes, Baba's part of angelic form is happening, but also the incorporeal stage. So our stage should be such that the incorporeal Baba is present, the angelic Baba is present, so and also that we should be able to emerge the experiences through Sakar Baba. And like Baba should also be present in Sakar. So what should our stage be like? Okay, see Brahma Baba. So when something happens, so I remind myself that, you know, look at Brahma Baba, how he was unshakable, immovable, what a donor he was, a bestower. So when we see Avyakt Baba, it's like we learn to go beyond. So our relationship with the incorporeal, our relationship with the angelic Baba, our relationship with Sakar Baba. So if our stage is with us, it's like Baba is with us. So it's like invoking Baba. So Baba will say, you know, I'm coming. If our stage is not right, Baba will say, get your stage right and I'll come. So if we are, you know, coming into fluctuation, and then we try and remember Baba, Baba won't come. So it's okay, you get your stage right and then I'll come. And when our stage is correct, then Baba's presence is felt. So last little while, I have been thinking about it, I've been working on it, and I wanted to share. So it's when we're in Madhuban, we get more chance. We get more chance to think about it, to practice this, because we are free from a lot of things in Madhuban. So then we're able to practice. And then when we go back, it is like, you know, whatever time we spent in Madhuban, it actually helps us. So everybody should have this aim that whatever time you get in Madhu, but in fact you need to make time, let your Amrit Vela be a little longer, find time in the evening, at night. So give time to make your state very firm, very firm and very natural. And so that state, your state of awareness, you know, makes the things happen, and then everything becomes very smooth and easy. Did you follow me? Did you understand? So in our eyes, in our vision, there's just the new world in front of us. There's nothing of this world that is of interest to us. So the new world is to come, and we are the instruments to bring the new world.
But instruments jo acche hain wo to baba unko bahut use karenge na.
So yes, there's lot of service happening, but if we are the instruments, Baba will use us for unlimited service.
Strong,
so our practice and our stage has to be very, very firm and very, very powerful. Okay, Om Shanti.